This is a call for Philly Organic Listing.
Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Kelly. I just wanted to confirm that you guys do work with Medicaid, correct?
Yes, this is a Medicaid program.
It is Medicaid. Okay. I work for a care coordinating company called Wealthy, and I know we have spoken to you guys before. Just wanted to verify one or two things with you. When they're approved for Medicaid, you work with the approved hours, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then if they're paying privately, like to start out with, you have a minimum of 3 hours per visit and 10 hours per week?
It's just, no. It's 3 hours a daily visit.
Oh, okay, so no weekly minimum then, just that
three hours
per day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let me put no weekly, and then the private pay cost is $30 an hour, right?
$35 an hour.
$35, okay, and then... Do you require a deposit up front or an assessment
yes.
fee charge or anything?
Okay. No assessment fee, just it's a 2-week deposit ahead of time for all services rendered.
2 weeks. Okay. And then do your caregivers actually, are they able to drive clients in their
yes.
caregiver's
yes.
vehicle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they can.
Yep, they're able to
okay,
run errands to the bank, to shopping, pick up mail, correspondence, post office, things of
oh.
that nature.
Okay, and can they actually have the client in the vehicle with them or no?
They can. They can if they choose.
Okay.
We can. It's not something that they have to do. They build a good relationship with their patient and, you know, they feel comfortable driving in their vehicle and they feel comfortable with the patient being in their vehicle. And that's on their discretion.
Okay. All right, wonderful. And then it's 87. Is it 87 cents a mile if they do that, if they use the caregiver's vehicle? Is that still the right rate?
We don't pay for mileage. We don't pay for mileage.
Oh, the client doesn't get billed for the mileage?
No. Well, we don't because it's not something that's mandatory.
Okay.
We only pay for
okay.
their time. So, like, let's say that it took them, you know, an hour to go and come back. From the grocery store, then they will get paid for the time that they're with the patient.
So there's no extra mileage. It would just be
no.
the time then.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay, this is great. And I am so sorry. What was your first name again?
My name is Jasmine.
That's right. And are you a care coordinator? I'll just put you down as the point of reference.
I'm the director to the program, so I assist all patients into the program.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to get this off
Thank
to the
you.
Family now.
All
Take
right.
care.
Can I give you my direct number?
Yeah. Do you want me to give the family this as well?
Yes.
Okay, let me just put Jasmine's
direct number. Mm-hmm.
Number. Okay, go right ahead.
It's 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Okay.
7410.
7410. And I'll tell the family to call you directly at that number, right?
Yes, for all assistance onto home care services, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again.
What's your name, ma'am, so I can log this call?
Yeah, my name is Kelly.
All right, Mrs. Kelly, and where are you from?
I work for a care coordinating company called Wealthy. It's Wellthy.
Got it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Kelly. You take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.